Thank you for visiting the Concord Historical Society campus. We hope you've enjoyed your visit and will return soon. If you're familiar with TripAdvisor or Facebook, we always appreciate your reviews and comments. Please tell your family and friends, and we'd like to invite them to visit us anytime soon. For those who have not had the opportunity to experience all we have to offer, please let me give you a brief audio tour for your enjoyment. The Concord Historical Society has five major buildings on our campus. Four are located at the corner of East Main Street and Franklin Street, and the fifth is at 23 North Buffalo Street, all in Springville, New York. The Pop Warner Historical Museum building contains many exhibits related to former Prince Springville resident Glenn Scobie Warner, the father of modern football, and the Pop Warner Little League football throughout the United States. Other ever-changing exhibits are of interest to the young and the old alike. The Concord Mercantile, located next to the museum, is a recreation of an 1890s general store, complete with a turn-of-the-century post office and a more modern gift shop. Souvenirs, books, postcards, and a variety of homemade crafts, soaps, maple syrup, and jams and jellies can be purchased. A selection of short videos can be watched depicting earlier times in Springville. Live country and gospel music is performed weekly at the Mercantile. Behind the Mercantile is our newest addition, the Heritage Building. It's a two-story building, which is a recreation of downtown Springville from 1920 to 1960. Inside this building, we have 12 exhibit areas and storefronts with a brick street, sidewalk, street lights, and even a park bench for you to sit and relax for a few moments. We even have a 1917 Model T Ford Speedster. Climb aboard for your Kodak photo moment. The exhibits include the local jail, a cafe, and a photographic parlor displaying old photos of the area. The storefronts tell the story of many famous Springville residents and buildings. Jack Yellen was a famous songwriter who wrote over 700 songs, including Happy Days Are Here Again, Alabama Jubilee, and Down by the Ohio. Jack's wife Lucille was the choreographer for the movie The Wizard of Oz. Local dentist Dr. Ralph B. Waite was world-renowned for his painless dentistry through his development of Novocaine. His accomplishments are depicted in his early dentist's office. We also have a two-story recreation of the Leland House. This was a local hotel built in 1879. That was the last stagecoach stop in Springville. A feature display in the George Schuster Motor Car Company with its one-of-a-kind exhibits and artifacts from the 1908 New York to Paris automobile race. The Buffalo-built Thomas Flyer, driven by Springville resident George Schuster, beat the German, French, and Italian cars, winning the race around the world in 169 days. Additional exhibits include the 75-year-old Art Deco-designed Joyland Theater and a 1950s Rexall drugstore. Each exhibit has a QRC code similar to the one you used here that describes what you are looking at, and the Society has docents available to answer any questions you may have. The remaining building is our 150-year-old carriage house with displays of carriages, sleighs, tools, and items from the Digert Racing Stadium. At our 23 North Buffalo Street location is the Lucy Bensley Center for Historical and Genealogy Research. Again, helpful volunteers are there to assist you. For additional information, visit our website, chs14141.org. Thank you for visiting with us, and please come again soon.